news. Alrighty. Good evening, everyone. This is Gordon, WE2TTT, and this is the Bergen County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Net. This is conducted weekly at a frequency of 146.835 MHz. The 2-meter repeater of the Venture Crew 7373 Amateur Radio Club, located in Pearl River, New York, and serving all of Bergen County and surrounding areas in the New York metro area. Purpose of this net is to have communications regarding training opportunities, operational techniques, and anything relevant to providing emergency communications. This is not a traffic net, though traffic is welcome if there is traffic to be offered. Are there any stations at this time with priority traffic? Are there any mobile stations? Okay. Are there any stations whose call signs begin with whiskey?
WA2ISC, Bob, and I'll have a couple comments.
Okay, Bob, WA2ISC, I have you. Before we go further in the roster, did you see the email tonight or this afternoon go out?
No, I don't think I've seen anything. Over.
Yeah, I sent an email and I don't see it in my own inbox, which is a little disturbing. Okay. Very good. WATISC acknowledged. Any other whiskey stations for the Bergen County Aries Net?
W2TK.
Okay, how about Alphas?
Alpha Lima Zero Yankee.
Good evening, Ali. Alrighty. Any Novembers? Alright, any station, any call sign for the Bergen County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Net?
Kilo Delta 2, Bravo Kilo Delta.
Good evening, Bob. Okay, got you. Any other stations for the net?
This is Kilo 2 November Uniform Delta.
Good evening, Matt. Welcome aboard. Any other stations?
W2TK.
Good evening, Frank. I got you. Any other stations? Okay, at this time, the net control acknowledges WA2ISC, AL Zero Yankee, Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Kilo Delta, Kilo Delta 2, Bravo Kilo Delta, Kilo 2, November Uniform Delta, Whiskey 2, Tango Kilo Echo. Any further stations for the net? Alrighty, well, good evening, gentlemen. Thank you for participating. As I emphasized before, this is a net about opportunities and techniques. Bob, you indicated you had something, Bob, meaning ISC, you had something to that you wanted to report on. Go ahead with your traffic.
Okay, K2BAR, WA2IC. I think I jumped the gun. I thought this was the TechNet. I guess I'm a half hour early. Over.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I'm using my own call, W2TTT, but okay. That's hilarious. Okay, not a problem. Anything related to emergency operations, Bob?
Not really, other than wondering if you ever put up that Arden node up on, was it William Patterson?
Okay, well, since you asked, and since it's relevant, yes, we're going to extend the mesh net to William Patterson. It should have a nice view of Bergen County. We'll be on channel minus 2, 2.4 gigs, channel minus 2, 5 megs wide. You will also see a node on 970. 17 megahertz, 5 megs wide as well. The 2 gig node is MIMO Omni with a 10 dB gain antenna. And the 900 is also MIMO, but it's a panel antenna that will be aimed toward Bergen County. It'll basically illuminate very nicely through the area where you all are, with the exception of Ali. It should illuminate pretty much everybody here. If you have a prayer of a chance of seeing it through the trees, etc., you certainly will get the 900 and possibly the 2.4 if you've got a clear shot. Does that answer your question, Bob?
Yeah, I think so. Like, basically, it's not up yet, but you're going to get put it up, if I understood correctly, yeah.
NJ2BS, repeat.
Correct. It'll go up. We're meeting to deploy it at William Patterson at 8:30 tomorrow morning.
Okay, so I'll just have to take a look at my mesh status from time to time to see if I see any connections. Okay.
Okay, and that should improve the MCOM throughout the county. We know from that site we can light up Fairlawn, so that's a good start. Although their 900 meg antenna is not pointed toward Willie P, and they are highly directional, so we're going to have to work on that. But that'll come next. But their 2.4 should be fine. All right. Anybody have any questions on this topic? All right, we'll the X in here tonight. Okay. Very good. This will be added. This is a part of a chain that we're going to have going from High Mountain all the way down through Garrett Mountain and First Mountain, which we're starting to build out very nicely. Alrighty, and by the way, while a good portion of it illuminates Passaic County, Bergen and parts of Essex benefit mightily from these new high-profile sites that we're deploying. Alrighty, AL-0 Yankee, you have any traffic?
Negative, Gordon, just supporting the net. Back to you, AL-0Y.
Thank you, Ali. And you had a raft of questions, which I answered in an email, and we can go into more detail during the TechNet if you'd like. KD2BKD, Bob, any traffic?
This is KD2BKD, no traffic.
Okay, very good. K2NUD, anything you'd like to pass along?
No, thank you. I just glad to be able to hit the repeater for my new house of mama. This is K2NUD.
Yeah, you got a little hiss on you, but you're good. Your audio is punchy, so it's working. Very good. Frank, W2TKE, how are you, and what's on your mind, sir?
W2TKE, all is good here. Thanks for the email. That's how I was made aware of the net, and I kind of set myself a little reminder to listen in. So, first time here today, and figured I'd, listen in, and I'm involved in on the OEM side in Montvale, so I figured it was a good opportunity to see what's going on. That's about it. Back to you.
Okay. Very good. Well, we'll have a TechNet at 9 o'clock, and boy, we've got quite an agenda so far. Lord knows what people will bring to the game, but we're going to talk about some possible high current additions to the power pole repertory, which may or may not be power poles. That's a whole other conversation, but we'll get to that. And we also have Ali's questions on mesh and such, which we'll go back to, and of course you already heard about the announcement of the new node that's going up at William Patterson. So we'll have two sets of nodes, actually, that are going up at William Patterson, but the other one will go up in the spring. But very good. All right. Any other stations for the Bergen County Amateur Radio Emergency Services Net? Okay. This is a quick check-in every week on Thursday night, and basically, gentlemen, we may play some games, as it were. In particular, have short presentations over time. We'll certainly make training opportunities available. We might actually, with a week's warning, generally play some exercises. The favorite one is counting or reporting the tag on your nearest utility pole. We've been known to play that game a few times. Number of driveways on your block. Yeah, all sorts of things. Please determine the sum of house numbers on your block. That's another one. So we do simple things like that sometimes just to get some tactical traffic generated that require you to, you know, observe, think, and report. But by and large, those aspects of that will be pretty far and few between. We're more interested in knowing about tools, techniques, etc. And if it gets really involved, we can always roll it into the TechNet at 9 o'clock. If you have a topic you'd like to present, or a training opportunity or such, or an operational opportunity, please bring it to my attention. I also want to emphasize that while I am the District Emergency Coordinator for Bergen County, I am not in charge. I'm not in charge of anything except making sure that people know about each other and that you have a general level of preparedness. I am curious, I'm going to go through the roster one more time and just ask, can you operate your home station on battery power? If that means a battery, a chunky battery, that I'd like to know, as opposed to a operating from an HT, I would like to know the difference. If it's HT only, or you have auxiliary power that's battery operated and that can keep you up for a day or two, I'd be curious about that. So, with no further ado, WA2ISC, your battery status.
W2TTT, WA2IC, I'm running off the power line. Over.
Okay, you don't have a battery at the ready to roll it if you needed it?
Not really, other than just a little wimpy HT, which will probably play out in a couple hours.
Okay. All right, that's something we are going to kind of think about, especially as we turn toward winter. AL0Y, Ali, what's your status on that? Is it you have auxiliary battery, or do you have HD only?
Alpha Lima Zero Yankee. Right now I'm using AC main, but I have CK battery as long as HDs also can be used.
Okay, very good. KD2BKD, Bob?
Yeah, I'm running on an HT right now with a battery. I have two additional battery backup for the HT. Plus, I have a car battery sitting on the floor next to me, which I can plug in, cigarette lighter plug into my HT. So I'm pretty good for a few days. KD2BKD, back to net.
NJ2BS, repeat.
Very good. KCoinUD.
Yeah, I guess two of those 12 volt battery packs for you to charge your battery if your car dies. I would use those for powering the radio, obviously at low power, and then I have multiple handhelds that I would use. So I could last for a couple days here on that power. And then obviously I have the truck outside, which is, you know, 35 gallon tank. I could run that for a couple days if I needed to.
As I like to point out, Matt, everybody's favorite 12-volt generator is your car. Okay, W2TKE.
W2TTT, W2TKE. What do I have? I have a battery in the garage. I forget the specifics on it. It's nothing fancy. It's like a motorcycle-sized battery. generator available as well. So that's what I got.
Super, super. Okay. And next week we'll talk about maybe whether people have DMR or something like that. I'm just kind of curious. Just kind of get a sense for what things are. Alrighty, very good. Just reference for me. My whole shack, except for two monitors, say two of my monitors, run 12 volts. My primary TV, my secondary TV, runs on 12 volts, and I have several either monitors and one very large TV that all run on 12 or 19 volts, but they basically run on DC. The whole shack is basically driven from a 14 volt bus. Alrighty. Well, gentlemen, I'll leave you be. Any last inquiries for that before we secure?
Just to let me know if I got rid of the hiss. Do you still hear the hiss?
Yeah, you do, but, you know, it could be as much the repeater as you, Matt.
Okay. Increase the power a little bit. I'll test it some other time, not on the net. Thank you very much, K2NUD.
Yeah, that last transmission was almost full quieting. Just, I mean, it was like 95%. Very nice. Okay. Just FYI, check those batteries, guys. You never know. We are going to get some cold weather come next week. So, you know, brace yourself. And I hope everybody had a good Thanksgiving. God knows we did. I feel very blessed. Alrighty. At this time, we'll secure the net. And we'll come back in 10 minutes for the tech net. So this is the Bergen Amateur Radio Service, pardon me, the Bergen Amateur Radio Emergency Service net securing station at this time, W2DTT clear.
NJ2BS, repeat.
Everyone, we'll start the Bergen Amateur Radio Association technical net in about 1 minute. W2TTT. Good evening, everyone. This is Gordon, W2TTT, and this is the Bergen Amateur Radio Association technical net. Are there any stations with emergency or priority traffic? Please call K2PAR. Alrighty. Good evening, everyone. This is Gordon, W2TTT, and this is the Bergen Amateur Radio Association Technical Net. This net is conducted weekly on a frequency of 146.835, the 2-meter repeater of the Venture Bureau 73 Amateur Radio Club, located in Pearl River, New York. This net is conducted weekly, and it's for the purpose of having a conversation about amateur radio, about electronics, about computers, about telecommunications, about the underlying sciences that upon which our hobby depends, and of course the art of operating, and of course the opportunity to engage in for sale, swap, or wanted items. And we hope you'll participate with this broad brush opportunity. We have many interesting topics tonight, they'll get more interesting as you contribute to the topics when you check in. We check into this net using our call sign, our name. We indicate whether we have a question, comment, for sale, swap, or wanted item. Some combination of those things or none of the above. And why would you check in if you have none of the above? So that we know you're there, so we can tailor the net to you. That's why. So no sandbagging, and we hope that you'll come. We do this by call sign group, and we do check in one call sign at a time, so that my hands on the opportunity to transition from microphone to paper and back. Oddly enough, I'm not using a foot switch and a headset. I'm using a hand mic and a notepad, so that's the way it is. So we'll have a very interesting night tonight, I assure you, so let's get on with getting in here. Stations whose call signs begin with the letter November, please call K2BAR.
NJ2BS, repeat.
Okay, no Novembers, how about Alphas? Okay, how about Whiskeys?
Whiskey Alpha 2, India Sierra Echo, and, with a comment.
Good evening, Bob. I have you with a comment. Any other whiskeys? All right. How about Kilos?
This is Kilo Delta 2, Bravo Kilo Delta, Bob in Park Ridge.
Okay, Bob, what's your intention for tonight?
No comments, no traffic, just listening in.
Alrighty, not a problem. Alrighty, any other stations for the night tonight?
Alpha Lima, Zero Yankee.
And Ali, your intentions are, let me guess, your questions from earlier, correct?
Affirmative, mesh network mainly.
Yeah, I'll let you go one by one through your questions at the appropriate time. I think that'll be instructive and helpful. We'll take them one at a time. Let's just clear out the rest of what's going on. Any other stations for the net? Alrighty. Well, I don't know where Don is this evening. He usually is piles in here, but we'll check on him in a minute, just in case. But be advised that the Bergen Amateur Radio Association runs almost monthly test sessions. And if you're interested in getting your license or upgrading your license, you can look at barra.org, www.barra.org, and you can see our test team's schedule on the Barra website, along with a lot of other interesting things that the club does. Any other stations for the net tonight? Okay, just to reiterate, the new node, both 2.4 gig and 900, will go up on William Patterson on the western side of the campus tomorrow. It's slated for deployment. We're very excited about it, as I'm sure you can imagine. And God knows it's got a good view of the world up there where we plan to deploy it. It will be omnidirectional on 2.4. And we'll be, but with MIMO, MIMO antenna, and with a panel MIMO antenna on 900 megs, it will light up, I would say, the northern two-thirds of the county. Certainly anything north of Route 4. And then there's a blind spot, and then it'll illuminate a little bit down toward Clifton and Patterson off the end of, and Woodland Park off the end of Garrett Mountain and around the edge there. So it should be pretty exciting. Any questions about the new node? I think you guys heard it already. All right, very good. Before we go into Ali's, oh, actually, before we go into Bob's comment, are there any other stations to check in?
This is W2KBF Mobile. I'll just be in the car for another 5 minutes, Gordon.
Very good, Carl. Welcome aboard. You're welcome to listen when you get home, too, if you want. Any questions or comments on that, Carl?
Oh, no questions. I will comment. I'm on the way back from a talk at the Fairlawn Library about Great Falls, the ranger that helped us out with, you know, our... on the air of the Earth Day, the operating event we've been doing there was the speaker, so we pay our respects to Ranger Goldman. This is W2KBF, back to net.
Very, very nice. ISC, you had a comment, go for it. W2TTTK2BAR.
Okay, K2BAR, WA2ISC. Oh, a few days ago I decided to upgrade the processor in my couple years old Dell desktop PC. So I replaced a 2-core processor with a 4-core processor. After a few false steps, I got to work. For some reason, it doesn't accept as much RAM as it used to. Over.
So you have less RAM, but 2 more processors?
That's essentially it. For some reason, it doesn't like. I used to have 2 RAM DDR 3 boards plugged in. This PC takes two of these modules, but for some reason, it doesn't like having one of these boards in the second slot, just in the first slot, which means that I only have half as much RAM as I used to. When I have both of them stuffed, the machine doesn't get through the power on self test. It just beeps a couple times, meaning that there's a memory issue. But if I just have one in, it works fine. And yes, I tried substituting one RAM board for the other to see if maybe one broke or something, but both work fine, but just not together anymore. Over.
It's interesting. Don't know why. Hopefully you'll be able to sort out why that is and go from there. But interesting. Well, congratulations on the new processor. Are you noticing that it's working better for you despite the loss of memory?
Oh, yes, it seems to be significantly quicker and doesn't get bogged down as much as it used to. And I've checked the memory consumption, and it seems to be around 66 or so percent, which I guess is probably fine. So even if I can never solve it, it appears that it's not really going to be a problem. But it would be interesting to figure out, why this is. Maybe I broke something while I removed the old processor, or maybe the new processor has an issue or something. But as the machine is, it works fine. Over.
NJ2BS. Repeat.
Okay, very good. Very good. Anybody else have any comments about upgrading processors and doing all sorts of neat, nifty things to make your PCs smoother, faster, better?
K2AMI, who's been listening, got a comment.
We have a sandbagger. Okay. Go ahead, Tony, good evening.
Even my answer may be sandbagged too, but anytime I have a problem with my computer now, I ask the expert. I type the question that I have. Like in your case, you've got, why doesn't the second RAM or more RAM appear? Type the exact question into Google, and you're amazed at how many answers you come up with.
Oh, I tried that, but I didn't get anything that was relevant. But thanks anyway, WA2IC.
Yeah, but I do find Mr. Google to be handy. Very good. All right, well, I know this weekend proved to be an interesting opportunity for me. I have a Core 2 Duo toughbook that became available courtesy of some stuff at work and Woody, AK2F, being observant. And so I've ordered a new disk caddy so I can have a different operating system load on a separate disk, and also ordered a GPS for it. And the computer features an internal LTE modem, so I'm going to be making good use of that as well. So. interesting things coming up in the not too distant future. It also has, by the way, a four-pin fire wire interface, and I can interface that to my Flex 5000. So that'll make for a very nice situation. Although I'll probably use something else day to day. I'll be able, if I want to, my Firefox, my 5000 into the field, I can certainly use that. Alrighty, anybody else with anything on this topic? Okay, very good. Bob, did you want to make any closing comments?
Yeah, not really, though. I ordered a single memory module with 8 gigabyte, and I'm going to try plugging that into the computer and see if the computer will accept that. My idea being is that, like, well, maybe something happened that it, the computer no longer likes having both slots stuffed. So maybe just having a single RAM module, maybe that'll work. But if not, I'll just have to live with four. But it appears to be not really a problem. Over.
Sure. Sounds good. Okay. Very, very good. Well, good luck and let us know how it works. I would have been interested in some benchmarks, standard benchmark tests before and after, but neither here nor there. Alrighty, I guess our next topic for this evening is some questions regarding mesh that Ali had. So Ali, why don't you take them by the numbers? You had, I think you had four questions, so let's take them by the numbers and see what gives. In fact, before you do that, let me think about it. Are there any stations who wish to join the net? K2BAR.
K2BAR. K2CRW, please check it.
None of the above. Please do it. Back to everyone else. Good evening, Kai. I gotcha. Very, very good. All right. Any other stations? All right. So, AL0Y, Ali, your first question, K2BAR.
W2TCTAL0Y. Thanks, Gordon. And, well, as you may know, I'm pretty new to mesh network. I don't even have a node yet, and I'm looking forward to set up one. So I'm actually have a couple of questions. The first one would be the difference between the broadband handnet and amateur radio emergency digital network, the AREDN. What's the difference, and if they can cross talk?
Okay, so that's a really good question. So, either HSMM, which is the generic term for high-speed multimedia, God knows why they called it that, but that was what the AWRL and others called it initially. That's the broad term. And then for mesh networks specifically, we had BBHN for broadband hamnet, and that was initially implemented, as you many of you know, on small Linksys routers with, you know, as a new piece of code. And you'd go into your router and go into the admin screen, and as long as it was a Linksys box of a particular pedigree and such, you could load in to the admin screen this mesh code that would help you get up online, and you then configured it to match the local network SSID, that SSID is used to pair up nodes across the network. Later on, that development pretty much slowed down, if not stopped. A bit buggy, to be honest, and was not wildly stable, but certainly, you know, the essentials were functional, and so it was used, and people had a good time with it, and then there were a few articles published in QSD and such that, in fact, I even had an article in CQ and it was okay, but, you know, the support just wasn't there. So simultaneous to that observation, the guys in San Diego started getting interested in broadband hamnet, and next thing you know, they managed to get the software, the course, the source code from the guys in Texas, and started essentially debugging it and making it work, and finally got the bugs out to a point where it would pretty much run on a Linksys box in a stable mode. The challenge then was that it ran out of memory to do other things, including some of the advanced fixes that needed to be done that just required more code space. So that caused the group to look toward other hardware platforms, and they settled on things like Ubiquiti Bullets and Air Grids and later on Rockets and the like. Because they had larger memory models, and they also had higher power. They were already set up to operate outdoors, so you didn't have to do funny packaging. And also, they were set up with a better receiver, so they were more sensitive. And in the case of the Rockets and some of the other advanced devices, they were MIMO, MIMO, multiple in, multiple out, which improved their reliability and or their data rate. And so that's where we are. So we have evolved from the original broadband hamnet to the Arden software. One last thing before I move on, and that is, that's kind of one of your other questions, is can the two be made to work together? The answer is yes, but you have to set the SSID to be the same. So basically, you have to go into a BBHN node and configure it to be to say Arden blah 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 blah, even though it's not an Arden node. There are some limitations. If you are operating over the air, then you are limited to channels 1 through 11 on 2.4 gig, and you're limited to the 20 megahertz wide bandwidth. If you're using Arden software, you can change from 20 to 10 to 5 megahertz wide bit channels and improve the signal-to-noise ratio accordingly as you get narrower. You do get a lower data rate, but you also get, you know, a more reliable signal path. The other thing is you get the option of using 900 megs, 2.4, 3.3, and 5 gigahertz. So there's lots of opportunities there. If you also want to wire them back-to-back, what they call DTD connections, the nodes can work that way. But again, it's just a little tricky and sometimes a little bulky, but it will work. And I want to take a break at that point. Any follow-up?
All right, Gordon, this is ALZY. First, I would like to thank you for all your answers. Well, I have a follow-up question, actually. So if they can talk to each other, which is great, I believe, in case I need to have a node and I'm not sure what other nodes I may hear around me, like what other neighbor nodes. So I believe I can start with Arden software and hope that I find neighbors. You mentioned something about that. The map, I did find the map, but I'm not sure if I find the node like 3-4 miles away from me, is that for sure that I can hear them or not? Like, how can I know that? Back to you, ALZY.
Okay, to hear them over the air is tricky because you have to be in the same RF space. We're talking generally below 1 watt of power. We're talking about high-gain antennas, which most of the time means directional antennas, which means they have to be pointed at each other. There are some exceptions for Omnis, but Omni MIMO antennas are tough to do because, you know, they're very costly because they're more complicated. A MIMO or MIMO panel antenna will have horizontal and vertical elements and in a particular direction, usually up to about 120 degrees. And that'll work just fine. But again, you have to be pointed toward it. Bob and I have a cluttered path between us, between my house and his, and it's cluttered by the ground coming up just into the Fresnel zone. And just reference the Fresnel zone of an antenna is that zone that looks like a cone. It's a conical extension emitting from one antenna toward the other station. So if you look at it as a flashlight, you'll note there's a cone-like flaring of the light. Well, radio waves cone out like that as well. And that, and if you took a cross-section of that, you know, basically sliced it off, like up and down in front of it, that would be what they call the Fresnel zone. That's the spot where the light is bright, if you will, if you're thinking in terms of a flashlight. But our Fresnel zone has some ground clutter and a ton of foliage, so, you know, even though we're less than 4 miles apart, it's just marginally tough. One of us needs to be 100 feet higher, maybe both. But anyway, we're going to see if we can point the other way toward William Patterson and see how that works. In any case, let's see, what else did you ask? I think that's all I have right this minute. Yes, you can operate back-to-back, and yes, you can hear, you can operate. As long as you're running the same SSID, it'll link up if you're within range of each other. You can use the Wi-Fi monitor function of your node, or you can use the mesh status list and look for stations to pop up. 10KC2UCU, drop it. 10KC2UCU is in the process of building a essentially a perpetual herd list for the you know, for the you know, basically to essentially screen scrape the node status list for a period of time, and that way you can see what you've heard, whether you're driving around or such. But he's running that on a Raspberry Pi, I think, and a little piece of code, and talking to a mesh node. So that's kind of cool. What's your next question, Ali?
K2EIR.
Good evening, Howie. Are you checking in, and what are your intentions, sir?
Yes, late check-in. Just turned on the rig, so I have no background, and I'm interrupting. Just want to let you know I'm here, and I will be listening.
Well, you're always welcome aboard. Howie, just FYI, at 8:30 before the TechNet, we're having the Bergen County Amateur Radio Emergency Service, or ARIESnet. You're more than welcome to join us, even if you're out of county, at 8:30 on Thursday nights. So just be aware of that. Alrighty, Ali?
Well, London, thank you. Well, my last question is, when chosen what frequency to operate, besides the fact that you pretty much have to match whatever node you want to talk to, what should I be looking for when I choose in what band to operate? Whether 2.4, 5 gigahertz, or 900 megs, what's the differences, I should say? Back to you, ALZY.
NJ2BS, repeat.
Yeah, AL0Y, KTBAR. That's a good question. So it really depends on your application. If you're going for a fixed link over a marginal path, a fixed link over a marginal path, you might try 900 megs. If both ends of the path are clear of local 900 meg noise, we tend to operate on either 912 or 917 so as to avoid both the weak signal community and also the repeater communities. That's number one. Number two, on 2.4, a lot of us right now run on channel minus two, and we tend to operate. Well, there you have to operate 5 megs wide. You can't operate wider. Some operate on regular Wi-Fi channels, but you'll notice that the noise floor is much higher because you're competing for spectrum space with normal Wi-Fi users, and that can be a little noisy. Some also will operate on channel minus one with 5 megs or 10 megs of bandwidth, and that's also an attractive option. Right now our nodes are going up all on channel minus two, just to make it simple. At some point, if we have to reconfigure, we'll let everybody know, and we'll let everybody deal with that. I know in my world, I operate, longer distance links on 917 and 2.4. I have considered operating on 3.3. 3.4 gigs with some big chunky antennas, because that's really quiet. They're a little higher attenuation than 2 gigs, but you can then, if you have a clear path, you can also widen out your modulation to at least 20 megs and get some really high throughput, which is well worth it. So if you've got a really good clean path and you've got antenna space, you take a big sector antenna or a small dish, and you go on 3 gigs. If you know you have a good path on 2 gigs, you can go to 3 with all that extra antenna stuff and really get higher throughput than you could on 2 gigs. And the same thing goes with 5 if the link is short. For my ultra short stuff, I use channel 133, but that's just like if you're like in my driveway or like a bunch of nodes congregating in a parking lot. That allows everybody to mesh no matter what, but that usually isn't necessary because everybody's listening on channel minus two on 2.4 gigs, so it's less of a crisis. But as people start to use different choices for 2 gigs and 900 megs, it might be wise to have a local show. Think of it as an intercom channel to automatically gather and mesh nodes that might be in a common location. For longer distance stuff, I use the other channels in the ham band on 5 gigs. But I have not had a lot of opportunity to use that at this time. But we would not be using the same as our intercom kind of, meetup type channel of 133. We would not use that 133 channel for that purpose. For actually linking between nodes, we'd use something else in the ham band, but outside the Part 15 band. That brings me up to one last point. A lot of these bands are Part 15, which is the low power limited stuff, but all our parts of those same bands are also Part 95, so that means we can operate, higher power with higher antenna gain than the unlicensed people, and often that means we can also use different frequencies. So 900 is both a Part 15 and a ham band. 2.4 is both, but the way it works is channels 1 through 6 are common. Channels 7 through 11 are part 15 only. And below channel 0, you can't use channel 0, but channels minus 1 and channels minus 2 are definitely available to use higher power, higher gain antennas, etc. 3 gigs is split, again, between licensed and unlicensed operations, as is 5 gigs as well. So I operate on 133 on 5 gigs, but that's not part of the Wi-Fi band. It's not part of the legal Wi-Fi band for the general public to use, so you'd be free of that nonsense. All right. Anybody have any questions before we move on to Ali's next? Ali, your next question, sir, or follow-up on this one.
Brian, thanks, Gordon. Thanks a lot, actually. My last question is about the installation itself regarding the node. Does it need elevation or not? I believe the more elevation is going to be better, but is it like required to be elevated? That's one. And when you speak about line of sight, is that strictly it has to be clear, no obstacles? I thought microwaves like 2.4 or even higher should be able to penetrate buildings, if any, but what's your input on that? Back to you.
AL0YW2TGTK2BAR. Okay, so that's a really good question. And the way I can describe it is the general answer is you need a clear path. Having said that, we do some ridiculous networking links in at Garrett Mountain during the fair that are clearly not line of sight, that we're not bouncing off of rocks, we're not building up bouncing off of metal vehicles and structures. It just happens to go where we would not expect it to go. But by and large, if you can't see it, you can't talk to it. At least not well. But your mileage may vary, as they say. Over.
All right, Gordon. Yeah. I believe I got solid information from you today, and I thank you for that. I believe I'm just gonna do some research, and most likely I'm gonna get a note by next week and see what I can do with it. That's definitely something that I would like to explore. Thanks again, and back to you, AL0Y, back to W2DTT.
Okay. My pleasure. Just a reminder, what can we do with it? That's always another good question. So you can use it to extend the internet where the internet doesn't exist, into structures, into areas where coverage is thin, et cetera, et cetera. You can also use it to provide chat facilities, because sometimes the audio the ability to have a voice conversation is impossible due to ambient noise. Another problem might be that if you think you're going to text in certain environments, you can find out that the cell network is overloaded. So this allows you to use mesh chat. We have a mesh-oriented chat node function that includes files, transfer support, and the like. Very, very nice stuff. Some people load that application onto a node and use the node's memory for that purpose. Others put it on a auxiliary machine like a Raspberry Pi or such, and use it as an application processor. And that actually works out a lot better. A little more complicated to set up, but very much better. Other people are doing asterisk all star Echo Link across the net. They're also operating radios, like using the All Star module for asterisk, and that's pretty cool. Other ones are setting up a small web server. Another one is a small PBX. Another one is no PBX, but dialing IP addresses directly from phone to phone, which is kind of cool. And what else? Oh, there's probably a few other things I'm not thinking about. Oh gosh, video cameras. Lord. Video cameras and, video recognition and the like. Lots of great options there. And we do a lot of most of these activities during the Pacific County Fair. And for other operations, anybody else? Or any more questions from anybody? Okay, another thing is people like hacking on networks, and this gives you an opportunity to play on a network. And Mark N2MH is probably one of our local mesh networking gurus. You can always shoot him a note. Even if he's not around, he usually will answer an email, even if he's down south at his other home. And he's got, last I checked, a tunnel. I should explain tunneling. He's got a tunnel between his home in, I guess it's North Carolina, and his home in West Orange. And what we do is basically where we don't have radio connections, we'll use either our wired or wireless broadband connection to link our islands of RF together. And so we'll have a mesh network here, there, and everywhere, and they'll be tied together through the internet, which is at least a partial solution. So there are options to do that. You do need a stable host IP address for the host server side of the connection, but the client side does not need any of that. It initiates the connection. And then once that pipe is up, it becomes a peer-to-peer connection between the mesh nodes. All right, anybody else? Okay, Ali.
No, thanks, Gordon. You pretty much answered all my questions, and I thank you for that. As I said, most likely next week I'm going to have more questions when I have the note in hand, and I'll see what I can do with it. But as of now, I definitely thank you for all the information. L0Y, back to you.
Okay, very good. Very, very good. That's exciting to be able to share that, and look for that new node to come up tomorrow. Should be pretty decent. As I said, 5 megs wide, channel minus 2 on 2.4 gig, and 5 megs wide on 917 megs, again, from Willie P. Anybody else with anything for the net? Alrighty, if no one has anything more, I'll give it one more shot, then we'll secure the net for the night, and I'll go and watch my son's hockey game. I'll be on 442.0 in a couple of minutes once I get moving on the road. I got like a 30-minute drive down there, so you're more than welcome to chat some more on this or other subjects once I get moving. But anyway, I want to thank everyone for checking in tonight to both this net and to the Aries net. Both were pretty lively, and that was good. And I'm really looking forward to that note going up tomorrow for obvious reasons. Alrighty, this is W2TTTK2BAR securing the net, the tech net, and looking forward to seeing you guys on tomorrow. Oh, one last thing, Comtech Group, Yahoo Group, Comtech Group, Comtech, Golf Romeo, Oscar Uniform, Papa, Comtech Group, Yahoo Group is where you can carry on the conversation. And if you can't figure out how to get to it, you can send me an email at w2ttt@att.net or w2ttt@att.com. Feel free to send